welcome in to another great edition of the Game Plan. Of course, that makes me Jeremy the Impact York. Welcome in. Been a fun week so far, right? You know, happy Wednesday, happy hump day to everybody. Obviously, here in a minute, we're going to talk some, recap some of the games we picked from last week. We're going to talk about some of the other upsets and interesting things in the NCAA. But first, I want to talk some Georgia State Panthers. You know, they hosted the Texas State Bobcats. Texas State did a pretty good job. I gotta give Texas State credit. You know, you look at, when you look at some of the numbers, Georgia State actually outrushed them. They didn't outpass them, though. And that's, and that's ultimately where the difference was. There was a handful of big plays that just somehow the Bobcats got behind the defense, and at one point were probably 25 yards in the clear. It was I'm not real sure what happened, honestly. Trust me, it was not as close as the score would dictate. The score would tell you that it was only a 9-point ball game, as Texas State wins 40-31. But that's not the case at all. 14 of these points were scored by Aaron Winchester towards the end of the game. And oddly enough, I know a lot of you guys go, oh, he probably ran him in. No, he actually did not. He actually threw a touchdown and ran one in. He actually looked pretty good. This is one of the better performances I've seen him have. I've seen him have some pretty good ones. He was throwing the ball very well. He was staying patient and looking for a couple of reads. And he wasn't in because of the score. He was in because Dan Ellington, your starter, took a couple shots, including one to the head. And when he took the shot to the head, Dan had a headache, went into protocol at that point. And by the time he got through protocol, the game was pretty much over anyway. So, you know, like I said, ultimately, it led to the 40-31 victory for Texas State. That moves Texas State to 3-6. That moves Georgia State's record to 2-7. I know what you're about to say too. Well, then that means at best we can finish 5-7. Won't be able to make a bowl game. Not necessarily. A couple years ago, remember the first Cure Bowl that we went to? We faced a San Jose State team that was 5-7. It just depends on how many teams get at least 6 wins and qualify. But at the very least, Georgia State can look forward to crushing the dreams of the three remaining, right? Yes. Of the three remaining teams, Louisiana, Appalachian State, and Georgia Southern, which good chance that could happen, actually. Some other things from this game versus Texas State. I said they did outpass us, and it's because there was a 93-yard pass play for a touchdown. There was a 69-yard that didn't go for one. I mean, Willie Jones III, 21 for 26 for 325, two touchdowns. He's only sacked once. He had a pretty good day. That pretty much puts Georgia State at 1-4 in the conference. They are at the bottom of the East Division, only one game behind Coastal Carolina. Then you get into App State and Georgia Southern, who are 4-1, and Troy, who is 5-0 in the division. The way it goes right now, Troy, Georgia State, and App State, who are all in the East, have qualified to be in a bowl. Coastal Carolina is only a win away. ULM is a win away. The Raging Cajuns, which we will see this weekend, are two away. Arkansas State is a win away. Let's just say it'd be pretty hard. Not saying it's impossible. Pretty hard for Georgia State to be bowl bound at this point, but there's a lot of things to still play for. First of all, scholarships and opportunities, chances to play other places outside of Georgia State, and like I said, a chance to disrupt some other people's schedules. That's kind of what you're looking at. Like I said, you get University of Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns, this weekend. I just told you where they fall. They are tied for second in the West, because there is a championship game this year. They are 2-3, along with Arkansas State, 2-3 in the conference. They could use enough, they need as many conference wins as they can. They are one behind ULM for the overall lead. You know, you hand them a loss this week, it makes it tougher for them to make the Sun Belt championship game. You know, same goes for App State and Georgia Southern. You can disrupt their chances of playing, representing the East. On top of, you can potentially keep them out of a bigger bowl, because they've both been right around that top 25 all year long. So, you know, is what it is. As far as this weekend's game, Louisiana is the not so heavy, but they're the favorite. I think it's 10 plus points. Ouch. Positives to build off of that we should look into for this. This week. Hopefully Dan is good and ready to go. Oddly enough, him and Aaron passed for the same number of yards, 112 apiece. If Dan is not good to go, I think Aaron Winchester will be a good option. Dan did have 89 rushing yards. Trey Barnett had 85. There's some things to build on there. The fact that Roger Carter, Penny Hart, Tamir Jones, and Mr. McCoy all got involved. There's some other things to get into it. I almost played some stuff from the press conference because it was interesting. Coach had a lot of big things to say. He said, to paraphrase Coach Elliott, he said he always talks about Be the change. Well, based off the way things are going, there will be some changes pretty soon. We'll have to stay tuned to see exactly what that's going to be all about. As far as the Raging Cajuns, they like to run the ball a lot. Ragas, 144 carries, 840 yards. He's approaching 1,000 yards. That's pretty good. 8 touchdowns there. Our leading rusher is Dan Ellington. Not that that's necessarily a bad thing that your quarterback is getting all the rush yards, but it'd be really nice to get some running backs to get some as well. Penny Hart has 44 receptions, 602 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Their leading catcher is Bradley, who has 24 catches, 381 yards for 6 touchdowns. So he's got 3 times the touchdowns, and he's got half as many yards and receptions, basically. Nunez will be the quarterback that the Raging Cajuns push out. 127 for 197. 1,600 yards, 13 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. That's one thing you can say about Dan Ellington. He doesn't throw many interceptions. He's only got 2 on the year, but he has 9 touchdowns. He's thrown for 1,800 yards. Also keep in mind, a lot of that is that they're playing from behind, so you have to kind of abandon the run when you're down like that. Goodsey's still available. The Raging Cajuns score 6 more points per game, are averaging 6 more points per game than Georgia State. That's a 32-26 there. Points allowed per game. This kind of tells a story too. Georgia State allows 37 a game and 35.5 for UL Louisiana. They are allowing right at the same number of total yards. And for anybody who would like to try to attend the game or plans on watching it, ESPN Plus will be carrying it. It is a 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time kickoff this Saturday. It's supposed to be pretty good weather. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. I definitely think that Georgia State has a chance to win this. They're going to have to change some things for sure. I'm going to just keep saying it till either it happens or the season ends, whichever one happens first. They need to establish the run. They need to really get somebody dominating with runs, which will set up the pass game and everything. The thing I was going to say about the press conference is the offensive lineman, Hunter Atkinson, was the player we got to talk to, and he's very passionate. This is not some code way of saying something one way or the other. No, that guy, yeah, he's a guy I'd want on my team. Even he says that he's not one. He leads more by example, and he tries to inspire and motivate by example. He's not one to stand up and make big speeches, but he has some good things to say. And I really think the redshirt junior took this one on the chin, like a lot of the team did. And I think they're going to rebound. And I think we're going to rattle off at least 2 wins of the next 3 games. Who knows? But I think we're going to finish strong. That's the way Coach Elliott is trying to design things. But I do see some shakeups coming. We don't know what kind, but we will see very shortly. Now, let's recap last week's picks. Did we get them all? We did not. So we're going to do this on the fly as we are talking. I told you number 25, Texas A&M, was going to go to Auburn. Told you to take Auburn. That was a win. Told you to take Kentucky at home versus number 6 UGA. That didn't really work out in my favor. Told you to take West Virginia, number 12, over number 15 Texas. That was a win. Told you to take Michigan, number 5, over number 14 Penn State, especially Michigan at home. That was a win. Told you to take Alabama versus LSU. Holy cow, was that a win? Told you to take number 7, Oklahoma, on the road versus Texas Tech. That was a win. Told you to take number 10, Washington State, at home versus Cal. That was a narrow but good win. Looking pretty good so far. And then I told you to take Hawaii. Versus number 18, Utah State. Let's see if I can find this game. Honestly, I'm not sure. I'm going to have to try to dig and find that one. Let's see if we can find that one. Hawaii is in. I know this is great radio as we try to figure this out. It was Utah State. The fact that we can't find them probably says how well that probably went. Let's see here. We've almost found him, I think. I know, once again, great radio. Let's see. Utah State. Let's see here. There it is. I told you to take Hawaii versus Utah State. Yep, that didn't really end up in my favor. But overall, we got, 6-2 once again. Well, should be good. Some other things I wanted to talk about before I get into this week's picks, and then we will get out of here. Sorry for all the dead air space there. Technical glitch on top of trying to actually find this crazy game. Purdue over number 16, Iowa 38-36. That was a great shootout, especially towards the end. Missouri over number 11, Florida, as they continue to slide, 38-17. It didn't even look close. Arizona State over number 15, Utah, 38-20. And Pitt was able to pick up the victory over number 25, UVA, 23-13 on that one. Now, there's actually already been some action this week. Let's see. Northern Illinois is up 31-9 over Toledo with, looks like the fourth quarter just started there. And your final in Miami of Ohio. Ohio 28, Miami of Ohio 30. So congratulations to them on the victories there. Now, here are the eight games that we are picking through here. And we will tell, and we will obviously let you know how to pick accordingly. I'm going to start with number 16, Mississippi State is going to go to Tuscaloosa to face number 1, Alabama. Alabama's just on a different planet right now. Michigan would be a good matchup for them, but that being said, just the talent level, I don't know. I hope these two teams may end up facing each other, because I really think that's the best shot at taking down Alabama if you're trying to. But if not, Alabama is just on a different level. And it's everybody else playing for third, basically. Next game, South Carolina at number 15, Florida. Florida continues to slide, but I think you take the Gators at home because they're going to rebound. Number 24, Auburn will face the UGA Bulldogs in Athens. Spent a lot of time in Athens in the last couple weeks with some various things. That's dog country. Pick the dogs. Wisconsin at number 20, Penn State. I'm actually going Wisconsin on this one. I think Penn State's going to continue on the slide pattern. They are definitely taking more shoots than ladders here recently. Number 19, Texas will be traveling to Texas Tech. Texas Tech has been playing people pretty rough, but Texas is who you should take in that one. Number 2, Clemson. At number 17, Boston College. This is going to be a lot closer than people think. Still take Clemson. Northwestern at number 21, Iowa. Iowa's been doing some pretty decent things. They've been able to get on the map. They're up to number 21. Still take Northwestern, who is due to knock off somebody else here soon. And then number 10, Ohio State. At number 18, Michigan State. I would love to say Michigan State is going to dominate this game, but I actually think you should take the Ohio State Buckeyes, because they're the better team, and they should be doing a lot better. So to recap, take Alabama over Mississippi State at home. Take Florida at home over South Carolina. Take UGA at home over Auburn. Take Wisconsin on the road versus Penn State. Take Texas on the road against Texas Tech. Take Clemson on the road against Boston College. Take Northwestern on the road against Iowa. And take Ohio State on the road against Michigan State. Are any of those upsets? Northwestern and Wisconsin. Okay. So I had two this week. We will see how everything goes with that. But that being said, as great friend of the show and great friend of my own, Sonny Clark may say, it's going to do it for us. Shout out to Blog Talk Radio and Impact Media and Georgia State University and all the great people over there. We will see you guys next week. Go Panthers!